shall receive power, October 25. Real appreciation. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. The outpouring of the Spirit in the days of the apostles was the former reign, and glorious was the result. But the latter reign will be still more abundant. What is the promise to those living in these last days? Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds, and give them showers of rain, to everyone grass in the field. Christ declares that the divine influence of the Spirit was to be with his followers unto the end. But by some, this promise is not appreciated as it should be. Its fulfillment is not realized as it might be. Learning, talent, eloquence, every natural or acquired endowment may be possessed, but without the presence of the Spirit of God, no heart will be touched, no sinner won to Christ. When his disciples are connected with Christ, when the gifts of the Spirit are theirs, even the poorest and most ignorant of them will have a power that will tell upon hearts. God makes them the channel for the outworking of the highest influence in the universe. As the divine endowment, the power of the Holy Spirit, was given to the disciples, so it will today be given to all who seek aright. This power alone is able to make us wise unto salvation, and to fit us for the courts above. Christ wants to give us a blessing that will make us holy. These things have I spoken unto you, he says, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Joy in the Holy Spirit is health-giving, life-giving. In giving us his Spirit, God gives us himself, a fountain of divine influences, to give health and life to the world.